angel. Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. If you're ready to manifest more health, wealth, and self-love, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. We love to have you. And share it with your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. This week, we are doing things a little bit differently. And if you hear any clacking in the back, like clacking, it's because I got my nails done and I don't know how to act. I didn't get them done. I actually did them. Like, I made my own press-ons. But that's besides the point. This podcast is going to be a little bit different than all of the other podcasts that I've made because I'm just going to be a little bit less filtered. I just want to be a little bit more off script. Normally, I spend a whole day here. I'll just tell you guys exactly how I do things over here. So Saturdays are my days for scripting. That's when I like write out what I want to say and I literally write myself a script. And then on Sunday, I drink a bunch of coffee and stay in my pajamas and I record. But sometimes I'm literally so like imbalanced that sometimes I don't even like feel the same as I did the day before. Like, so I'll write this whole script and then I'm reading this script and I'm like, I don't even feel this way anymore. And then it just like gets really confusing and I don't really have as much passion in what I'm saying. And if you've ever heard me just kind of be like, I guess like the energy doesn't match the words, it's because my energy literally doesn't match the words that I'm saying. So in order for this to be more authentic and less filtered and more in line with like who I am and what I want to say and what I want to use this platform for, I just have to wing it. I'm just going to speak freely. I'm going to just say what I feel in the moment, how I'm feeling right now. Obviously, I have like a little outline of things that I want to like touch on, but it's unscripted. Things are going to be a little bit more crazy, a little bit more off the rails. I do have ADHD diagnosed, so like it might not make sense sometimes, but we're just going to let it be. Whatever it is, we're just going to let it be. I'm going to accept myself as I am, and I'm going to enjoy myself during this process. So thank you so much for joining the crazy fucking... Actually, no, I heard somebody say we need to say, like, use the word crazy less, you know, because crazy is such like a stigma. It's wild. Actually, that was from The Circle. Is anybody watching The Circle from Netflix? I just watched like a couple episodes. I don't even know if the whole show is out yet, but I watched a couple episodes and I'm loving it. I'm talking about the guy that's like really hippie-ish. I'm not gonna like give any spoilers. But yeah, he said that. He's like, I don't like to use the word crazy because it's a stigma. And I fuck with that because I have been called crazy many times in my life. I've actually called myself crazy many times. So we're going to use that word less. So this is a wild podcast, not a crazy podcast. But do you see how I'm already getting off topic? Are you ready for it? I am. Anyway, no more scripts. We're just going for it. So to start off this week, we're just going to jump right into the affirmation of the week. And this week's affirmation is I accept my life and everything that I have done. That means no regrets. No regrets. No regrets. Because you almost have to make mistakes to learn from them, right? Like a lot of us don't learn from other people's mistakes. We learn from our own. So if I look at everything that I've done in my past as like regrets, okay, so if I regret that, then I also regret the lesson that I learned during that little fuck up. Like, no, like I accept my life and everything I have done. I have to because it brought me to where I am. All the times that I've been the toxic person, I learned from those situations and I did better and now I'm doing better. You know what I mean? Like, so I saw myself, I assessed the situation and I did fucking better. All because of the mistakes that I've made. So I love them, I accept them. I accept my life and everything that I have done. Okay? I fuck with that heavy. And like I said, we are doing things a little bit differently. So it's gonna be like all over the place and I'm super excited. The first thing I wanna talk about are things that I have manifested, but like things that I just said no regrets, but now I'm like, let's talk about the things that I fucking regret. Because So I have manifested quite a few things that then became lessons, okay? Like I don't regret any of these things because I learned from them. But like, if I can just like use my life lessons to help you learn a couple things, you might like not have to go through the same thing that I went through in manifesting things that maybe you shouldn't be manifesting. So for starters, the number one thing that I regret manifesting ever in my fucking life was when I manifested a man back into my life. Like, the universe had done so much work pulling us apart from each other. And I was like, you know what? Maybe not. I'm gonna go ahead and manifest that man right back into my life because fuck the universe. I know better, right? Wrong. No, literally, this is okay. Whenever somebody asks me, how can I manifest like this guy to like me, like a specific person, or like, how can I manifest my ex back? Like, I will always tell you, fucking don't. Fucking don't do it. And I tell you this because I've done this. I've learned from this, and I want you to learn from me so you don't have to go through the same dumb ass fucking shit that I've fucking put myself through. I'm sorry for the cuss words. Anyway, that's just how I speak. So we're gonna have to get used to it. Okay, so that was the ugliest laugh ever. Anyhoodle, not judging myself. So, yeah, manifesting a man back into your life, or a woman or a partner back into your life after the universe has ripped you two apart is probably the dumbest thing you can do. Like, you're being a dumb bitch right now. If you're trying to manifest somebody that the universe removed for a fucking reason just because you don't really see the reason yet, you're an idiot. No offense, but you're a fucking idiot, because the universe knows best. And if we're trusting in the universe to bring us exactly what we desire, and we want like happiness and peace, but then we keep fucking with the same toxic person over and over and over who brings us not peace, the opposite of what we're trying to have. Like, we're fucking with this person, they're so toxic, they make us insane, they make us just like, here I am using crazy again, but this person is not for us. But we've become attached to this person for reasons unknown. I won't read you to filth just yet, but the universe already removed them. They're trying to bring you to peace. Why are you going backwards? Stop it. Literally, I'll tell you my story. So I used to work for this horrible narcissistic lawyer, and this is like the same like sugar daddy guy. If you've listened to my like sugar daddy episode, this is that same man. And the universe was desperately trying to rip me away from him because he was horrible. He was not good for me. He's not good for anybody. He's honestly like one of the, when people talk about demons walking this earth, they're talking about that man. They're talking about that fucking man, because he is anyway. So the universe removes me from this, takes this man out of my life. You know what I mean? Like, makes it so that like we're done, breaks us up, separates us. And you know what I do? Do you know what my dumbass does? I go home and I sit in my bed and I listen to frequencies and I meditate for literally 48 hours, imagining me next to him again. Imagining him back in my life, like imagining me being with the person that the universe said, stop fucking being with this person. I'm going to physically remove you from their life so that you can be happy again. And I said, no, thank you, because I think I know better. I know fucking nothing. Okay. I know fucking nothing. And so, yeah, I meditated for 2 days, like literally 48 hours, like not even a joke. And the universe, like, obviously did what I believed to be true, which is my beliefs was that I am going to be back with this man. So then I went back with that man and had to go through the whole process of being ripped apart from him all fucking over again. You know what I mean? Like, I touched the stove hurt. I said, well, maybe it doesn't hurt that bad. So I touched the stove again and it fucking hurt. Okay. Listen to the universe. When they pull a man or a woman, or when they pull somebody out of your life, when they remove somebody from your life, let it be. just let it be. Please. I am begging of you. Never, ever, ever, for nevers, nevers, never manifest a man back into your life. That's the number one regret that I have, is wasting more fucking time with that man. But I learned more lessons, so I guess no regrets. The next thing that I regret manifesting was, okay, this is actually really funny because this is what started my whole, like, I don't want to say like manifesting career because I don't get paid for this, but like the first time that I had attracted an audience that loved to talk about manifesting and like positive thoughts become positive things was when I shared my story of me manifesting my soulmate. Okay. And we all know that that's not a thing anymore. Like, that's my ex. So, what I regret from that is manifesting a partner when I just wasn't ready. Like, I should not have manifested such a deep soul tie because I wasn't ready. I did it because, like, I wanted to, and I was, like, kind of lonely and kind of bored. Like, that's why I manifested a soulmate. That's why I sat down and decided, like, I need a boyfriend. I'm gonna find a life freaking partner because I was lonely and I was bored. That is not a good reason to manifest another human being into your life. I'm sorry, it's just not. You should only be manifesting a partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or anything. You should only be manifesting that when you are actually ready for a partner. You know? So I did all this manifested this, like, soulmate person, whatever, and, like, when I met them, we were on the same level. Like, we were both on the same, like, vibration. When I started manifesting my partner, I was not specific on if they were gonna grow with me. So if you are manifesting a partner, put on the list of qualities that they will grow with you. Because that was the biggest issue in my last relationship, was that I was growing at a rate, like, rapid speed, and this person was very much so stuck in who they were. Like, they had no room for growth. They didn't want to. They already felt like they were good enough. Like, I don't want to say, like, good enough, but they were content with staying put. And cannot relate, could never relate. Like, I am a constant, like, growth seeker, if that makes any sense at all. I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee because I've been rambling. But it was just a horrible idea, you know, like, to manifest. At the time I was 24, and I'm like, yeah, I want a forever partner. No. Ew, disgusting. No, I was bored and I was lonely. I should have manifested, like, a roster. You know what I mean? Like, I was not in a position to be in a long-term relationship. I didn't. It's just not who I am. So, yes, I manifested a person that was, you know, they would have been with me forever. That would have been, like, a lifelong partner. But, like, it expired. To say the least, it fucking expired, and I had to go. I had to skedaddle. I had to leave that relationship. And I feel bad because I literally manifested a situation where this person, like, you know what I mean? We're talking about forever, we're talking about marriage, we're planning our life together, and I had to leave that. Like, I am a very loyal person, and it sucked to have to make that decision to leave a situation that, like, I never should have been in the first place. I carry a lot of guilt for that, but, like, also there's just a lot to that relationship that, like, I haven't shared, and I don't even know if I will, because privacy reasons. You don't want to share everything with the internet. Sometimes, like, relationship shit just gets too it's too heavy. It's too personal. You know what I mean? Like, people that share their entire relationship online, you're either probably lying about what it is going on, or it's messy and everybody's, like, judging you. So I don't want to be judged right now for that. Well, maybe I'll be judged later for it. But the next thing that I manifested that I was like, should not have done that, was not ready, didn't even make fucking sense financially. But I manifested a luxury car. Okay. I manifested a Cadillac, and I wasn't specific enough because I was so focused on, like, the name brand or, like, the status of having, like, that car. So fucking dumb, because the car was shit. Like, I wasn't specific enough. Like, I bought the car. Actually, no, I think I fucked the car up. I'm not gonna say that for legal purposes. But the car was so fucked up. It was constantly in the shop. It was a luxury vehicle. It was really cute. It was whatever. But, like, constantly in the shop cost me so much fucking money. Did I manifest money as well? No, because I was so focused on a fucking name brand of a car. I don't even, a luxury vehicle, that I didn't focus on the money. So I wasn't manifesting money on top of that. Like, I just manifested this fucking Cadillac, and okay, cool, I have the Cadillac, love that for me. Now what? Now it's burning a fucking hole in my pocket. So I ended up getting rid of that car, but just, like, I just regret being so focused on, like, like luxury shit that doesn't even fucking matter. Like, I was hella caught up in that stuff when I was stripping, because it was just like, I don't know, people like that status stuff. Like, it's just like, so dumb. Me personally, who I am in my soul, I don't give a fuck. Like, I literally thrift everything I wear, like, since the beginning of time. Like, Walmart is a lovely place to buy your clothes, personally. I will shop at Walmart. I do not give a fuck. And so I don't even know what business I thought I had manifesting some type of luxury vehicle. Like, that is just not my vibe, but I did it anyway, just to, like, I don't know, impress other people. And it cost me so much fucking money. It cost me so much. The car in general cost me so much fucking money because I paid cash. And then, you know, all the fixes that had to go, you know, I just didn't fucking know what I was doing. So if you want to manifest like luxury, manifest a luxurious life. You know what I mean? Like vacations, because that's like worth it. Vacations, I'll spend $1 trillion on vacation. But like spending over 25 grand on a fucking car, idiot. Not, no, like what? Catch me driving fucking Toyotas for the rest of my life, because I could never. I'm over it. I did it. I've done it. I learned from it. Like I will, no thank you. Unless like some company wants to just give me a fucking luxury vehicle, yeah, I'll take it. But buying, purchasing, putting my, no, it's not gonna fucking happen for me. It's a no for me. So I definitely regret putting any type of energy into manifesting a luxury vehicle, because it wasn't me and it cost so much fucking money and it was just so stupid. I wish I put all that energy, you know what I mean? Like if I could manifest anything, why would I manifest that shit? Why would I manifest a man? Why would I manifest a fucking luxury car? All of that stuff is so useless. So fucking useless. Manifest like self-love and like confidence and like a career. Like the things that I'm manifesting now are just on a completely different level than they were. And I wasn't as specific back then. Like how I said with the luxury car, like I didn't manifest like a functioning luxury car. Like I manifested a fucking lemon, a fucking stupid ass fucking lemon. And I got it from like a family friend. So if you learn anything from this podcast, never buy anything from a family friend. Never fucking buy anything. Never buy anything over like $1,000 from a family friend. Unless you're like supporting their business and it's like an actual business. Like even then just be fucking weary, because I don't know what it is, but like people that know you in real life kind of like put you on the back burner. So it's like, yeah, like, okay, I bought this car from a family friend. They have like I don't know, what do you call it? Like a mechanic shop. And it would just be so fucking annoying that like they care more about like the customer. I'm a paying customer, but because they know me, they're like, oh, she'll just like wait a little bit. Like, it's okay. It's not that big of a fucking deal. It is that big of a fucking deal. Treat me how you treat all your other customers, not like a family friend. I'm not paying family friend prices. I'm paying real prices. Treat me like a real fucking you know what I mean? That's a rant for another day. But anyway, at the end of the day, do I regret manifesting any of these things? Like, no, because I learned from it. You know what I mean? Like, no regrets. I accept it. I accept my life and everything that I have done. You know? Like, it is what it is. I learned from it. But if you can learn from me, if you want to learn from me, like, that's good for you. So now you know, like, not to waste your time on dumb shit, like manifesting a man back. The thing that I will say is, like, if you try and manifest a specific man or a man, like, from your past back into your life, like, if you're out here manifesting your ex, you're a fucking dumbass. And I say that with love. Like, I really do say that with love, but you deserve so much better than the past. Like, let the universe bring you to the people that are going to bring you to happiness and peace and success and abundance and love. And you know what I mean? Like, the people that you surround yourself with create who you are. That is who you are. The people that you surround yourself with, that is who you are. So if you're surrounding yourself with toxic ass fucking people, people that make you feel like shit, you're gonna be a shitty person. You're gonna feel like shit. You're gonna be shit. You know what I mean? Like, not to like shit on you or anything, but just like be aware of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Be very aware. Be like hyper aware of those people, because that is who you are. That is what your energy is invested into. The people that you spend your time with. Do not spend your time with shitty people. Spend your time with people that have like big ideas, that talk about the same things that you want to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, spend your energy with people that are like on the same path as you, or going in the same direction as you. Like with my ex-boyfriend, he just didn't want to grow in the same way that I wanted to grow. So once I had like hit a certain level of growth in that relationship, it was like the universe was like, well, you're surrounded by this energy that's like mediocre, so here's your mediocre reality. No, once I stepped outside of the mediocre relationship that I had and started putting more energy into like the next thing for me and like more into abundance and like growth, I was able to level up once again. I'm not even kidding. The second that I left that relationship, I got a phone call changing my life. Like, and it sucks because I can't talk about it. But like, and I hate that I always say that. Like, I have like all these crazy things going on and I can't talk about it. And like, I'm one of those fucking people. But like, I'm one of those people right now. Like, I'm so sorry. When I can talk about it, it'll all make fucking sense. And I hope it'll like inspire you to really, truly like put better energy out there for you. Like, just, you are worth so much more than you think you are. Even if you're already like really confident, like you can like, oh my God, you can level the fuck up times a billion just by thinking like I'm leveling up. Like this next level is for me. Trust me, okay? 2021 has already been such an insane year for me. Like things that are going on this year, I never even like saw it being possible for me last year. I am literally living in a completely different reality than I was last year. And it 100% has to do with the fact that I cut out all the low vibrational people from my fucking life. Anybody who made me feel like shit about myself, you are no longer in my life. And if you're listening to this, that is why you're not in my life, is because you make me feel like shit about myself. I only surround myself with people that make me feel good. The person that I probably talk to the most is the person that I'm working on this project with. And she just like makes me feel like I am worth so much more than anybody ever has in my life. She actually verbalizes to me that I'm doing a good job, or that like I'm going places. You know what I mean? Like she makes me feel good about myself. And this is also a person who they for themselves only see greatness for themselves. Like I have never met somebody who has such, not necessarily, I mean, she has incredible confidence, but it's not even just like the confidence of like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. It's like this confidence of like, I'm gonna take over the fucking world. Like she just has this energy about her where she's gonna get it fucking done. And that is the type of person that I want to be around. That is the type of person that pushes me to be that type of person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you can't surround yourself with mediocre people and think that your life is going to be like exponential. You need to be, is exponential the right word? Extraordinary. I don't know. You need to be around extraordinary people if you want an extraordinary life. Not ordinary people. If you want to be ordinary, and like there's nothing wrong with ordinary, like I'm not trying to be PC, like I genuinely do believe that some people are okay and are happy, and it's all about happiness. Some people are okay just maintaining like what they already have. You know what I mean? Like there are so many families that stay in the same neighborhood and grow up all together, and like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not always about, like, climbing to the top for everyone. It is for me. It is for fucking me. I do want to get this shit the fuck done. Like, I do have big dreams, big goals, big city dreams type shit. You know what I mean? But it's just, like, that's not for everybody. And I'm fully aware. And I want to validate those feelings as well. Because, like, they're valid as fuck. Like, I'm not even really trying to be, I'm not even, like, trying to be PC. It'd be, like, not offensive. But I truly, genuinely do believe that, like, whatever makes us happy as individuals, that's valid. Like that is important. That's what makes you happy. Like we don't all need to do the same shit. You know what I mean? So yes, please, please, please check who you are surrounding yourself with. Are these positive people? Are these high vibey people? Are they on a path of growth? Like, do they want to be better people every single day? Or are they like content? If you are content and you want to stay content and you're good with where you're at, surround yourself with people that are good with where they're at. Do you know what I mean? I think that makes sense. So the last thing that I really want to talk about and make you guys super aware of is one of the laws that I've been using like the law of attraction, the law of assumption, the law, you know what I mean? Okay, there's a bunch of different laws. And so there are like 12 laws of the universe. Some people say 13, some 14, some 15. Okay, listen, we're talking about the 12 laws. When you Google the 12 laws of the universe, you will find these 12 laws. One of those laws is the law of, sorry, I just got a little attitude there because when I talked about this on my TikTok, like people just have to correct you and have to like, I don't know, like make themselves feel like so much smarter than everybody else by being like, well, actually there's 13. Actually chill the fuck out, okay? Because I'm talking about the 12 laws, okay? Look them up. Those are the ones that I'm fucking talking about. The 12 laws of the universe. So one of those 12 laws is called the law of compensation. And this law is so fucking beautiful. And ever since just like understanding this law, it has helped me so much in life, okay? And let me tell you what this law is. So the law of compensation is that you will always be compensated for your efforts, okay? Whatever you put like energy into, you will be compensated for that. Whether that be a financial compensation or like you are compensated with like education. Like think about my last relationship. I put so much effort into that last relationship and I could come out of it thinking like, oh, that was such a waste of fucking time. But because I know that I was compensated and I can look at how was I compensated in that relationship? Oh, with knowledge, because now I know how real relationships fucking work. Now I know how like before that relationship, I did not understand what people meant when they said like, oh, 50-50 and like you complete me. Like I always felt like I am a complete person on my own. But when you step into a relationship, your energy literally becomes like 50% of a relationship. Like No shit. But like, what I'm trying to say is that in that relationship, I've truly understood what it means to be in a relationship and be like a half of one whole. You are half of a whole relationship, whether that be like y'all meet 50-50 every day, or like some days you're 90, they're 10, some days they're 90, you're 10, you know what I mean? Like, but no matter what, you're half of one whole. I didn't understand that before, but now I was compensated with the understanding and the knowledge behind like what a real fucking relationship looks like. And that's how I was compensated. And therefore I have something to be grateful for. Like, I'm able to look at that and be like, I am truly grateful for that relationship, rather than looking at it and being like, man, I wasted 2 years of my life. Because there was no wasted time. I learned so much about myself, about relationships, about people in general. And so therefore I was compensated and I can be grateful. By understanding the law of compensation, it truly has helped me understand how to be grateful, and also has let me put work into things that like I might not have been so like, I might not have put so much energy into things. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I used to be one of those people that was like, well, what's in it for me? Like, I really was like, how does this serve me? What am I getting out of this? It'll serve you in whatever way you see fit. Like, whatever you believe that it is doing for you is what it's going to do for you. I don't know if that makes sense. But like, for example, this project that I'm working on, there are no guarantees, just based on like the industry. Like, there are no guarantees. Like, there are no like in stone benefits that I'm going to be getting. But I already know that I'm putting so much effort into this, I will be compensated to the amount of effort that I have put in, whether that be through like connections, whether that be through like literal financial compensation, whether that be through just like what I'm learning in this journey, you know, like what I am learning from putting this work in. Like, I am learning so fucking much. And by being aware of the law of compensation, I was able to dive head first into this project without having any like set in stone benefits, because I know no matter what, the effort that I put in, I will be compensated for. I will be compensated for the effort that I am putting in. And that's why I can go and give my fucking all to literally everything in life, because I know that I'm going to be compensated. And just knowing that, being aware of the law of compensation, like I said, just helps you be so much more grateful. And when you're more grateful, the universe brings you more things to be grateful for. Whatever energy you put out is the energy you receive. I am grateful. I am hardworking. So I get a lot of work and I get a lot of fucking things to be grateful for. Like, oh my God, this year is so insane. It is so insane. Things that are happening for me this year, I never saw possible for me. And I am so grateful for everything that is happening, because I am becoming a brand new version of myself.
Bless you.
My dog just sneezed. But I am, oh my, bless you. We got two. Bless you. Got three sneezes. Oh my. Oh. Any more? No more. Okay. Sorry about that. She had a little sneeze. But like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, because I know that I will be compensated for sure, because I fucking know that the universe will compensate me for my efforts, I put in the most effort so that I can receive the most compensation. Okay, so just start going all in. Whenever you're doing something, go all fucking in. That's just like this podcast. Like, I don't get a paycheck from this. Like, I'm not signed to anybody where I'm getting like all these big like endorsements and things like that. Like, no, the compensation that I'm getting out of this is currently I am being compensated so fucking much, not financially, but like by creating a community. Like, I actually have a friend group with you guys. Like, when you guys talk to me and you tell me how my message has helped you create change in your life, that also inspires me to just believe in myself even more and believe in this message even more. And when you believe things are possible, more things become possible. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I am already being compensated just by showing up and putting time and effort into this podcast. And the compensation is you guys. It literally is the relationship that I'm building with you guys. Like, you guys are the, I mean, like, I can't even tell you how grateful I am to have this space to talk about what I want to talk about with people that want to talk about this. You know, like, I was talking to fucking brick walls before I was able to talk to you guys, because I would be screaming about manifestation and energy and positive thinking and all this stuff. And people are like, shut the fuck up already. We get it. Like, I feel really bad for like anytime my friend comes to me with an issue, I'm like, well, let's think about how we can change this with our thoughts. Like, you guys signed up to talk about this. You know what I mean? And I am blessed to have you. And I love you guys so much. That's how I'm being compensated. And then, of course, the more energy, the more time, the more I put into this, the more compensation I get. Like, I will eventually be financially compensated greatly for the show because I put so much of my energy and time into this. So the law of compensation, please remember that. Put your all into everything because you will be compensated. You will, I promise you. And this week we're not going to do questions. Like, I think I've kind of phased out of that, what is it called? That segment for the podcast. Like, I'm kind of just like over it. I don't know. I love to destroy things and begin again and like revamp and like change. Like, I'm not a very consistent person, but there's one thing that I consistently do is I am consistently changing. Like, consistently changing. Like, I am never the same person. I wake up a different person every single day. Like, and I just love becoming something new. Like, I don't know, like I this is why I hate being perceived on the internet, because what I say yesterday is not how I feel today. That's what I was talking about earlier when I was saying like I would script this podcast and then the next day I just feel different. Like, I'm reading words, but like I don't even relate to it because I swear to you, I am changing every single day. So the question segment, it's gone for now. Bye-bye. And so is the scripted version of me. The scripted version of myself no longer exists. We can have a little moment of silence for her, because from this point forward, I am going to be unscripted, unfiltered, my genuine self. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I'm not mad either way. So let's have a moment of silence for the scripted version of myself that no longer exists, because I will not be scripting this podcast anymore. It will be strictly off the top of the dome. Okay, ready? Moment of silence. Okay, that's enough time. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. If you've made it this far, you are a real one, because I know it's probably been a little bit more. I mean, I know it's just been different this time. You know, like I'm stuttering a little bit and I'm talking maybe in circles. I don't know. I'll have to see when I listen to this back, but I hope the messages find you and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week. I love you.